This is VOA News via remote. Liz Pelka. Nationwide protests in support of Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny are underway across Russia. Police have already detained at least 1,000 protesters Sunday as they took to the streets for a second weekend. Navalny is currently jailed after returning to Russia in mid-January after spending nearly 5 months in Germany recovering from a poison attack. He's blamed the Kremlin for poisoning him, which has been denied. Navalny associates called again for nationwide protests ahead of his trial, which will start Tuesday, February 2nd. Moscow police announced the closure of 7 metro stations and have restricted the movement of pedestrians to downtown. Authorities have also ordered some restaurants and shops in the city center closed and above-ground transportation diverted. A team of World Health Organization scientists visited a wet market in Wuhan, China, Sunday. The wet market is believed to be the source of the novel coronavirus in late 2019. A cluster of cases were linked to the seafood market, and since then, the virus has affected more than 102 million people worldwide and killed more than 2.2 million. The scientists have already visited at least one of the hospitals in Wuhan that treated some of the first patients. The scientists want to know where the virus originated, in what animal, and how it made its way to humans, something that could take years to figure out. The Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. Israel has been criticized for not providing vaccines to the Palestinians before, but says it is not responsible for them. This is VOA News. International troops plan to stay in Afghanistan beyond the May deadline that was originally hoped for by the insurgent Taliban's deal with the United States. 4 senior NATO officials confirmed the plan, a move that could escalate tensions with the Taliban demanding full withdrawal. One official told Reuters anonymously, conditions have not been met. The administration of then-President Donald Trump signed an agreement with the Taliban early last year, calling for the withdrawal of all foreign troops by May in return for insurgents fulfilling certain security guarantees. Britain's cabinet officer minister, Michael Gove, said on Saturday the European Union had recognized they made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. The EU reversed the plan to use the Article 16 clause to restrict exports of COVID-19 vaccines from crossing the Irish border into Britain within hours on Friday after the move sent shockwaves through Northern Ireland and in London and Dublin. Gove said he had spoken to the European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic and both agreed on the need to restore relations. The initial decision to use the Brexit clause, part of wider EU plans to control the exports of vaccines, illustrated how the carefully tuned Northern Ireland Brexit protocol can go awry, as well as showing the panic over vaccine availability. Germany is already ordering vaccines for next year to be ready if it turns out that immunity against COVID-19 needs to be regularly renewed or boosted. That, according to the health minister Jens Spahn on Saturday, as frustration at the slow pace of vaccination in Europe grew. Speaking at an online event to answer questions about healthcare workers, Spahn defended progress made on procuring and administering vaccines, saying 2.3 million people had already received a dose. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued an order requiring travelers to wear a mask on public transportation. The order echoes an executive order President Joe Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and ride shares, and the airport stations and terminals where people board. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.